Okay, babe, look out, honey. Let's go to town talk.
You're listening to the Saturday Blues on WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad. Many of the songs you hear on this show were released by Chicago-based Alligator Records, a company celebrating its 30th year. The man who founded the company and who continues to produce most of its albums is Bruce Iglauer. Iglauer loves the blues. He loves it so much that he devoted his entire adult life to recording and promoting the music and the musicians. Since forming Alligator Records, Iglauer has made friends with, fought with, fed, sheltered, and even buried some of the best musicians in the business. It's not standard business practice, but he wouldn't have it any other way.
I'm a fan, and making blues records just seemed like a wonderful way to spend my money and my life.
But it's one thing to be a blues fan. It's another thing to put all your money into a startup blues record company with no bank loan, no partners, and no business plan. Iglauer decided to do just that after seeing Hound Dog Taylor in a Southside Chicago club.
Yes, I love you, little woman.
And it was the happiest music that I ever heard. The music was loud and distorted and raw, and Hound Dog played a slide guitar, and I just thought, this has to be on a record.
So, with $2,500 in inheritance money, Iglauer rented a studio and invited Hound Dog and his band to record. It was a low-tech operation, raw, just like Hound Dog's performance.
And we went in and we set the whole band up just like they were on the bandstand. We mixed it as we went. There was no multi-track recording done. We did everything live in the studio. Instead of having headphones, we turned the studio monitor speakers on so they could hear the singing coming back at them like they would if they were singing through a PA system. Of course, that created a lot of leakage, but I didn't care because I didn't want to make a pristine recording. I still don't want to make pristine recordings.
The initial pressing of Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers was 1,000 copies, half of which Iglauer intended to give to radio stations. But by the end of the year, he sold 9,000 copies. By the standard of blues record sales in 1971, this was phenomenal. Suddenly, Hound Dog got booked at colleges and festivals, and then he got his first royalty check. And when that happened, other blues players took notice. One of them was singer Coco Taylor.
Yeah, I got what it takes.
And she began working me. And frankly, I was scared because the musicians that I was recording sang and played their own lead instrument, so they could guide the band very well. I wasn't an experienced enough producer to arrange songs for a stand-up vocalist like Coco Taylor. So I was very shy of Coco Taylor for quite a while.
Coco's persistence eventually worked, and Iglauer agreed to record her, but Iglauer misjudged the market. At the time, most blues fans were converted rock and rollers.
And they didn't want to see a woman with a microphone, they wanted to see a guy with a guitar.
While Coco's first Alligator release was a sales flop, she eventually became the blues star she is today. The dedication and faith Iglauer showed Coco Taylor is evident in other artists he recorded and whose careers he painstakingly developed. Iglauer says that makes it all the more painful when those artists die. Hound Dog Taylor, Albert Collins, and Luther Allison were all struck down by cancer at the height of their careers. Others, like Roy Buchanan and William Clark, self-destructed.
Roy Buchanan and Bill Clark were my friends. And in the case of Roy, I knew that he operated on an emotional edge and that he had a lot of self-destructive qualities. In the case of Bill Clark, it was very sad because Bill was a guy who had a pretty severe drinking problem throughout his life. And in the last year of his life, he was sober. But he died as a result partly of destruction that he had done to his body already.
Tragic early deaths are not unusual in the blues business. But the challenges don't end there. A blues record company serves a niche market, so it takes a lot of work to serve that market and acquire new customers. Iglauer says media consolidation is making his job harder.
As the major labels, which own their own distribution companies, consolidate and become bigger and more monolithic and resemble Godzilla, by their nature, they have to sell a ton of records. They can't exist selling 10,000 or 20,000 or 30,000 records, or a fantastically good selling blues record might sell 80 or 100,000.
That's not good enough for the major labels, and soon it won't be good enough for the half dozen independent blues labels in the U.S.
I think that it's going to be a very tough road for independent labels. I think that the 80 to 90% of the market that the majors control will become 95 or 97%. I figured after 30 years maybe I could take it a little easier, but frankly I'm working as hard or harder than I ever have. It's a very hard time when you're trying to do something that isn't real mainstream.
But mainstream music isn't good enough for him. Iglauer says it's the blues that keeps him coming to work every morning.
The blues heals people, and it healed me. You know, I was a lonely, sad adolescent guy, like so many adolescent guys. And blues just reached out and grabbed me and said, "You need me." And I still need blues, and I think other people need blues.
Alligator Records is celebrating 30 years as an independently owned business. Bruce Iglauer continues to stay busy in the studio and keep an eye out for new talent and new fans. I'm Dan Klefstad.